Blog Talk Radio.
Let's play some music.
Let's play Hold On Me by Travis Green, Kirk Franklin, and John P. McKay.
Brother Travis would like to say something this Sunday. Let's give him a hand. Thank you.
If I can have your attention, don't mean to waste your time. I like to tell a little story. How I was lost and couldn't find my way. But then I met Jesus. And when I started to change, I ain't proud of the past. I'm proud of the fact that I'm not who I was, no.
All evil soon. but just trust in Yahweh. And let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. In this life before us, many trials we face. You know we're tested and tempted to give up this race. But then I hear Yahshua whisper, let me hold to your hand. For there's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. All evil surrendered at the Master's command. Just trust in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross over in Yahweh and let him hold to your hand. There's a way to cross over to Canaan's fair land. There's a way to cross
over. Amen. Alrighty. That was a blessed song. Alrighty, let's bring on Pastor Wanda so she can give us our message for tonight. Amen. Hey, Pastor Wanda, how you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing, Pastor?
I am doing the same. Blessed and highly favored as well. Ready to get some great message from you.
All right. Tonight's word, welcome women. First of all, I'll give honor and glory to God. And I'd like to welcome you to Rainbow Ministry, Women of God, Daughters of the King. And how am my pastor doing? And the word tonight, the type of calling of God. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor, you know, hold on. Pastor, is not, my stuff is not coming up. Come on. All right, the type of call of God. I hope everybody had an awesome week. Great Thursday. Is it raining? Have it been raining where you at, Pastor?
No, it has not been. We're supposed to get some this weekend, though.
It was storming early, and some of the people got stuck, and cars got stuck by the Mercedes-Benz, and I thank God for everything that goes on, but he let us get home and be able to pass all the food out. You know, this is one of the days God had me going out in his kingdom business, passing his sin and speaking the word out in the public and telling the goodness of God and picking food up. But he holds rain back. I said, thank you, but I asked God to help the ones that's out there, you know, on the highways and byways and cars and got stopped and all the storms, and, you know, I'm asking God to just provide and give them peace and safety. But let's get into the Word of God.
Oh, look what we got. Pastor Jeff joined us tonight.
Pastor who?
Pastor Jeff from Atlanta.
I just hit the button. All right, the call to belong to Christ and participate in the redemption work in the world. In the Bible, the word call is used most often is referred to God's intervention to bring people to Christ and to symptom of his redemption work in the world. This sense is called especially prominent in the word in the letter of Paul, whether or not the word call is actually used. So we're looking at it's different calls that God have called, but we're going to look what Paul says. Go to Romans 1:6. Include yourself who you are called to belong to Christ. Amen? We belong to Christ. And a lot of people say, I don't know, a lot of people don't think I belong to this, my family. But when you came into the body of Christ, you became, have the same DNA as Christ because you accepted him as your Lord and Savior. You have received salvation. So you are in the body of Christ when God have called you. Okay? When God called you out of darkness to a glorious light, he have called you to something great. And that's the kingdom business. Amen. Let's look at Romans 8:28. He didn't say something. He said all things work together for the good for those who love God, who are called. See, many are called for your chosen. He said who are called according to his purpose. Who purpose? It's God. God's purpose. If he said all. He didn't say something. All things work together for those who what? Love. And if you're in the body of Christ, you must love. Okay? And that's if you love God, who are called according to his purpose. Are you? Do you know you're called? Many people say, I don't know if I'm called. If he have called you and you receive Jesus Christ and you're doing the labors, it's like he told, Jesus said, they say, is this your mother and father? He said, no, the ones that have done my will. That was a call. The call God is calling us to do greater works for the kingdom of God because he have called us. Let's look at 1 Peter 2:4. God desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. So if anyone is in Christ, there's a new... Wait a minute, hold on. Let me go slower. God desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything. Old things have passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God who reconciled us to him through Christ and has given us the ministry. Listen, now, let me tell you this. All of us are called ministers of reconciliation. But many don't I don't want that call. We can't pick what God wants to have in our life. Okay? Whatever gift and talent God called you, that is to give him glory for the kingdom of God, for the body of Christ, to show that we are peculiar royal priesthood, okay? See, it's a different call. Many people get on the phone and call. This ain't the call that God have called us for. So we have been reconciliated, brought back to Christ, brought back through God, through Jesus Christ, to be reconciliated into himself in Christ, okay?
Amen.
What he's saying, he brought you back. See, when you was far away, it only come through Jesus Christ. It didn't come from your mother. My mother knows Jesus. They pray. No, that is not what God is saying. If anyone is not outside of Christ, in Christ. Amen? You must
Amen.
Be in Christ. Old things pass away, behold, all things come new. New things. You will slip. You might fall, but that's why we still have to pray. We must get in the Word of God. We must stay in. See, it's like a door. See, we have a choice, but we are in Christ. Amen? All right.
Amen.
Let's look at 2 Corinthians. I'm going to show you for reconciliation. I'm breaking everything down now. First was Paul, then in, then, okay, hold on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me get back up. I got to sit up. See, I was laying down. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 20. Okay. That is in Christ, God was reconciliated to the world, to himself, not counting their trespass against them, and entrusted the message to reconciliate to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God himself made appeal through us, we entreat you on your behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. What you are. People, just because we're in the world, we are not of the world. Okay? See, he did not count our trespass, so he reconciliated us back to him. And then he calls us a name, ambassador. So what are ambassadors do? An ambassador goes speak on behalf of who sent you. So who sent you? God, through Jesus Christ. So that make you, he told you who you are, ambassadors of who? Christ. Only. Okay? The call, the calling is to belong to Christ goes deeper than that kind of call of workplace. Call that is a main focus of this. For this reason, it is important to start an exploring of the call with the calling to follow Jesus Christ. It is a call to restore relationship with God and with other people and with the world around us. It is in past all of these person being and doing. It reminds us that the call to particular kind of work is the secondary to the call to belong to Christ and to be participate in. It's two different calls. Not getting called for a job. This is called for kingdom business. Amen. Our work must be integrity part of participating in Christ himself. See, it ain't us doing nothing. Let me tell you, let me break this down. I hear a lot of people, we don't do anything. In Zechariah 4:6, he says, not by the might of man nor the power of man, but it's by what? His spirit. So if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have the Holy Spirit that work in and through you. The greater one, the paraclete. It ain't nothing about us. He have given us the gifts and talents to what he have called us. Amen? Many are called for your chosen. Okay? So what God is doing, he calls you from one place, kingdom of this world, into the kingdom of God. That's, you know, a lot of people say, I do this and I do that. When you got that I, we have one great I am, and that's Exodus 3:14, as he told Moses, I am who I say I am. Now, when I'm going to go a little deeper, do you know in the first time in the Word of God, John 14:6, Jesus, the first time he opened, I am the way and the truth and life. We still have that same I am. When you receive Jesus Christ, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So what? He said, I'm the your truth. I am your light. He's your everything. First time Jesus opened up a tale, I am. He told his disciples. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. All right, let's go on down. All right. His creative work of creation underlies the act of creativity and produce in this universe. That's John. See, he's doing all the work. Christ is doing all the work in us, through us, and out of the kingdom of God's children, the ambassadors. We don't just get up and say, well, let me take them. No, you got to let the Holy Spirit lead, guide you, and it comes out and flows through you. Amen? And that's John 1, verse 1 and 3. Now, listen at this. I want you to hear this, ladies. His work of redemption can occur in every workplace through justice, healing, reconciliation, compassion, kindness, humility, and patience. In Colossians 3:12, Christ's redemption work is not limited to evangelists, but in past everything necessary to make the world what God always intended to be. This redemption work occurs in harmony with the work of his creation, production, sustain that God deleted to humanity in the Garden of Eden. The Bible does not indicate the work of redemption. He suspended the work of his creation. Both continues in general. Christians are commanded to participate in the work of both creation and redemption. All right, let's look at, I hope I'm not going too fast.
No, you're
fine. I'm just excited. Now, let's look at the universe. Man ain't called this universe. You know, I hear a lot of people talking about Scientologists, theologians, this and that. God, well, no man working with God. I'm going to show you who called everything. So let's go to Genesis 1. Pastor, you got your Bible?
Yes.
All right, let's do this. I want you to go to Genesis 1. Let's do, okay, I got to get my Bible. I want you to go to Genesis when God said, and he said, let there be light. In the beginning was what? God, okay?
Genesis 1.
Go to all the way down. I want you to do everything what God said he did. Man ain't got nothing to do with God when he called forth this universe. When he created everything. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
Okay.
And God,
it's all God. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Everything, ain't nothing there. Nothing there. Everything God, he finna speak everything on this universe. For us. See, this is not this. Man ain't got nothing to do with it. God is there by himself. The only wise God, omnipotent, omnipresent, okay? The great I am. The Almighty. See, that's what his name is, Almighty. It ain't some mighty. Almighty created this universe. Keep going, Pastor.
Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the
okay.
light from the darkness.
Who said this?
Talk
who said it?
Pastor,
who said it?
Say what?
Pastor. Who
yeah.
said let that be what?
God said.
God said. God said. You don't see him saying, let me ask one of my creation. It's God said. Okay? I ain't going to stop you, Nick, but I want you to get your Bible and circle God. Every time you see what God did from Genesis until 12, Pastor, is it 12? I want you to circle what God did. You're going to circle God, and then you're going to say what he said, and light, next one, next, dark, everything what God did. It ain't going to have nothing what he said man did. And that's why I have a lot of people don't understand when it's an almighty God, when we study our word, what God says. Everything came out of the mouth of God, out of the heart of God, out of the mouth of God. So go ahead, Pastor. I'm not going to stop you no more.
Okay. Then God said, let there be space between the waters to separate the waters of the heaven from the waters of the earth. And that is what happened. God made this space to separate the waters of the earth from the waters of the heavens. God called this space sky. And evening passed and morning came, marking the second day. Then God said, let the waters beneath the sky flow together into one place so dry ground may appear. And that is what happened. God called the dry ground land. And the waters seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the land sprout with vegetation, every sort of seed-bearing plant, trees that grew seed-bearing fruit. These seeds will then produce the kinds of plants and trees from which they came. And that is what happened.
Did you see, I want y'all to circle everything that God said out of his mouth, what he did and how he did it. How many days? If you look at verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse 4. Now, I'm going to get into this. Now, I'm going to break it all back down, okay? And I'm going to go through things. And please have your Bible. Please have your piece of paper. All right, let's look at the universal call to work. God called this universe to work, okay? Before we can discuss or possible God guidance to a particular kind of work, we must recognize both that God created people to work and that he commanded people to work in the degree they are. At the beginning of the Bible, God built work into the essential of humanity. He created people in his own image, and he himself is a worker. He put Adam in the garden for purpose of work. Later, in a variety of parts of the scripture, God commanded all people to work to a degree they are able. Work continues through the very end of the Bible. There's work in the Garden of Eden, and there's work in the new heaven and new earth. So God created human being in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them And God said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish and over the fish in the sea and over the birds and over the air and over every living thing and over everything that moves upon this earth. That's Genesis 1:27-28. All right. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and to keep it. So out of the ground the Lord formed the animal and of the field and every bird in the air, and brought them to the man to see what he would call. That's another form. God gave man that much power and authority, Adam, to name every animal. Have y'all ever really noticed that? It didn't say God named the animal, did it? He created the animal. But he gave Adam, that's a call. When God called him, he gave him to till the ground. Now he made the animals, and he said he let the man name the animals. Ain't that something? Look at God put that wisdom in him to name the animals. Okay? All right. Let's go to Genesis 2:15 and 19 through 20. He would call them, and whatever the man had called every living creation, that was his name. The man gave name to all cattle and all to the birds of the air and every animal of the field. But for the man, there were women. For the man, there was not found a helper of his partner. Excuse me, Heavenly Holy Spirit. Now Adam is out there, and number God and the animals. God, Adam, and the animal. God saw that Adam didn't have a helper or a helpmate. That's when now we can look at Eve. Amen? So let's look at Exodus. We see, hold on. Help me. I'm going to jump to another call about with the working. Eve hadn't came. So we're going, Eve had been came, but it's not in my study right now. Okay, but Adam named all the animals, but God, he found no partner or helpmate yet, but it's in there, amen? But I'm going to go to Exodus 29. On the sixth day, you shall labor and do no work. So we're still looking at what God called, and this is dealing with work, when he tells about the universe, how everything must work, okay, amen? So let's go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10. I'm going down. Everything is dealing with what God has said. But even when we were with you, we gave you this command. Anyone willing to work or not unwilling to work, they shall not eat. See, this is God saying. He called certain people for work. He called all of us to work, okay? If you don't work, this is you don't have things. And God does not want a lazy person. So God is, he always a moving God, okay? The first worker was Adam, amen? Of man now. First omnipotent God, he created all this, and he made sure it was to work. He told him to till the ground, amen? Then he named the animal. Then God tells in Exodus 29, On the sixth day, you shall labor, that means work, and work, you shouldn't do no work. Amen? And then in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, he said, if a man or woman don't work, you don't eat. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's go to Revelation. The nation will walk by his light, and the kings of this earth shall bring their glory into it. It's the gate will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into its glory and honor to all nations. Amen? It's always light. He says light. They shall build houses in the habitat of them. They shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit it. Let's go to Isaiah. They shall not plant and eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen. Okay, he called his people what? Chosen. His people are to give him glory and honor in Revelation 21-24. Okay? He said, honor the nation. And that who we're honoring, who we're giving glory to, is the Almighty God. Okay? All right? Now let's go back. Isaiah 65:21-22. For like the days of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen shall long enjoy the works of the hand. You know, we're supposed to enjoy the works of our hands because God, anything, just like people get jobs, I tell them, I don't like my job. So when you're not working for that job, really you're not. He said, do everything unto the Lord. So when God blesses you with a job, you work until you're laboring, not for that company. You're laboring because it's your work of God. He said, do anything for the Lord. And, amen? And we're supposed to enjoy the work. Some people get weary and tired. That's why we have to get alone. Sometimes you have to get alone. If you look at Jesus, Jesus was working with his disciples. And he had multitudes around him, healing, delivering, restoring. People trying to kill him. Satan coming after him, casting out demons. But do you know Jesus know when it's been to get away from everybody? And that's what the children of God and people of God, ambassadors of God, you got to learn to know how to be still and go sit in the presence. And so you can have be refreshed with fresh anointing, fresh water, fresh oil, fresh oil, fresh oil. If you don't, that you get weary, okay? See, in Nehemiah 8:10, it says, the joy of the Lord is thy strength. You have to pull everything from who? The Lord. And Psalm 16:11, in the presence of the Lord is fullness what? It ain't tiredness. It ain't discouragement. It's the fullness of joy. Joy was a high cost. Peace was a high cost. Suffering was a high cost. Patience was a high cost. And all of it is Jesus. So he gives us a part of him. Love was a high cost. Amen? So when we work for God, even if you have a job, and some of us work for God, and some of us have to have jobs, work, and then they work for God. Some have confidence. But they still have to understand, God have given me this. God. Amen? All right. We could say that everyone is called to work as long as we have recognized that this is a sense call. Really mean created and commanded to work. God created you to work, and he commanded you to work even if it doesn't mail to you a specific job. If he doesn't mail you a specific job, if he can be difficult to discern a particular work in God, maybe calling you to do something else. This particular work, God has maybe calling you to something else. Now, when God called me and he removed me out of this world, I talked to the Lord, I felt tired. Not tired of living, but tired of, I know Jesus Christ didn't come in vain, okay? And I had to pray something. I said, God, if I'm not doing what you have called me, I need to be off this earth. And that's one of the prayers that I talked to God, and God moved me less than 3 hours. And I was at a ministry 14 to 18 years serving God. But it was about his people, but it was for his glory. And then sometimes I tried to get weary because when I was there, it was 107 people, 7 days a week, 365 days, in and out, different people. It wasn't the same person. God kept sending different people. Some would come, some go out the door. It was like a revolving door. Then so I had to repeat the same thing over doing intake, tell them the rules over and over and over. You must do Bible study. You have to get a paper pen. So I had to do this constantly. But then when I started spending time before I even dealt with anybody, talking to anybody, I had to meditate. I had to meditate on the word of God. I said, God, and God, I wanted to leave. I really did. But God let a babe start talking and say, God called you. The little girl could not even talk. I wanted to, and she could not even talk. She said, God called you here. And he said, he loved you. But that's why when let's go on our break. I got a, another call. You know, I'm still on call, Pastor. And we'll
all
get
right.
back to this. It's, all right.
Okay. Okay, let's play a song here. Let's play... another time, another place.
Every pure beloved.
Amen. Oh, it looks like Pastor Wanda and Pastor Jeff dropped. Oh, whoa, Pastor Wanda's back. Amen. All righty. Let me bring her on. Okay, Pastor Wanda. Amen.
All right, let's get back to the call. What God calls the universe, and God, he does all the work in everybody's life that he has a purpose for each and every person. Amen. All right, let me find it, because it knocked me off when I was on the phone. Amen.
Okay.
I hope this blessing. I hope this is blessing you all. Now, I'm going to go back because I don't want to jump. Okay. They shall not plant and another shall eat. But like the days of the trees. I'm back in Isaiah 65, 21 and 21. 21 and 22. But like the days of the tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall no longer shall long enjoy the work of the hand. He said we shall enjoy. Okay. The chosen. We could say that everyone is called to work as long as they recognize that is the sense call really mean created. Call is mean created and commanded to work. God created you as a worker. And he commanded you to work even if it doesn't nail you a specific job. It can be difficult to discern this particular work God had. God may be calling you, but there can be no longer doubt that he made you as a worker. And that he expects you to work to the degree you're able. So let's look at call to life, not only to work. Amen?
Amen.
We are to focus on God's call to work. Work is not only one element of life. God calls us to belong in Christ in every element of our life. In Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in words or in deeds, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Our jobs are not necessarily the most important aspect of our call or our service in Christ's work of redemption. First, we must remember that the work is not limited to paying work. The work of God leads us to The work of God leads us to maybe unpaid work such as raising children or caring for a disabled family member or tutoring children at school. Even if we are called to a paid, God probably doesn't call many of us to this job that would prevent us from our serving others in unpaid work. Even if you had a paid job, the most important work God calls you to may be outside the job. Your job may meet the needs for money, which itself fulfills parts of God's command to work, but it may be not fulfilled in all the other purpose God has for your work. We have seen the caring for children and for the aging or incapacitated people is a kind of work. And many people who do it also have another paid job. On the other hand, a so-called hobby could be the most important work God is leading to you. You might be working at writing, painting, music, acting, leading a youth group, volunteering, feeding the homeless, historical society, maintenance, cleaning, nature reserve, or a thousand other kinds of work. If some of these like this is your call to work, if someone like this is calling, you probably engage in more serious ways than someone else to whom it may lead your activity. Yet you may still earn your living in some other way. This is the distinction between work and leisure, but any given activity could be work, paid or unpaid, for one person a leisure and another not. Second, we must take care of not letting work dominion have dominion over us and other elements of life. Even if God leads you to a particular job or profession, you would need to set limits to the work to make room for another element of God's calling or guidance in your life. If God leads you to be married and to be a small business owner, for example, then you will have to have a balance of life and time and responsibility of both calling. Work should not crowd your leisure time. Rest and worship. There is no formula for balance in work and other elements of life. But take care not to let a sense of call of your job blind you to God's call in any other areas of your life. For more of this, you must rest and learn to work. Work and then to rest. Amen? So let's look at God's guidance to particular work. Amen?
Amen.
We are not able to... We are not able to divide into possibility of God guidance to a particular job, task, career, or types of work. We have seen that. Everyone is called to belong to Christ and in particular in his creativity and redemptive work. Everyone is commanded to work to the degree they are able. 3, God calls us to whole life, not just a job. You put these things together leads us to a conclusion of professional, probably not God's highest concern for you. God is much more concerned that you come under the saving grace of Christ and practice in his work of creation and redemption. Whatever job you may have or whatever it may be, exactly what kind of work you do is lower level concern. Although getting to the right job or the right career, God's highest concern, that doesn't mean it is not no concern. In fact, the distinctive work of the Holy Spirit is guiding you, empowering God's people for the life and work to which God leads them. Let's look at the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, God gave people the skill they needed to work into the occasion. As we see with Bezalel and Obadiah in the building of the tabernacle. But now the Spirit routine guides believers to particular work and give them the skill that they need. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12:7-10. He provides guidance for both what kind of work people do and how they work. Amen? So when you look at your life, what is God have called you? But the highest call, if you're able to work, okay, you see what God is doing. You need to ask God to lead and guide you. Guiding, and you know, if you don't know your call, okay, and I deal with many people, I don't know if God called me to leave my job. I don't know if God called me to this, God calling me to go back to school. Whatever God write it out, let me tell you something. When you don't know something, you write it out. God, every piece of paper, God, if you get you a notebook. The first thing you don't start just right, you acknowledge God. The first thing you do, in Habakkuk 3:10, it said, write out your vision, make it plain, see what God run with it. It might tarry, but it'll come what to pass on your vision board. The vision notebook, every day it ought to say, you ought to thank God, God name first. And then you go on down. I can't tell you what God tell me to write on mine, okay? Because, see, everybody have different calls, okay? Everybody got different visions. But whatever God have given you or whatever job, even on your job. Now, listen to me. If you going through something, right, God, you can talk to God. I have a situation where don't go into my, do this to a person, do that. No, show me how to be able to communicate and to get along. Because he said, live with people as much as you can. Okay? If you have a situation or problem, write it down and give it God. Okay? Don't want to have an all on the job. Don't want to quit your job because of certain things. Okay? All right? If you need protection, okay, you'll write God first. Protection. My kids can go on down. You'll call. If you don't know, you say, God, I don't, you're God number one, everything. That's why he said Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, and everything else be added. And it says some, everything else will be added. God name must be first. Don't start writing. I'm giving you the instruction like he have given me since day one. God name. You want a new job, you got to write it out, God first, then nothing else up there with God. Because God stands alone. You saw him at the beginning. So you're laying things out for God to direct God. And when these are your prayer, then next day, God, I thank you for this. And you leave alone. You flip that page over. Go to the next one. What are you needing God to do? Every day, God. On each turn of your page or right on the back, God, and start off. Amen?
Amen.
You need prayer, you put it and keep it going. All right, that is your Bible study. What has God called you to do? Don't
Amen.
Be incompetent. Now, this is another thing I got to say. God don't want his people in competition. God give freely. He don't show favoritism. Don't desire what somebody else is having. If God called you something to do something, you do it. And listen at me, not trying to be funny. Me and my brother, Pastor Jeff, one day, when I told some people, when you don't tell nobody until God answers, because you don't want, if you look in the book of Daniel, Daniel called on God for a prayer, but something came and hindered. It was Satan. Everything is not to be talked on. Wait till the Lord answers, and then you tell the testimony. I know you get excited. I get excited, and I want to tell a lot of people. I want to get on here and tell you all the things what I didn't pray. But everybody's not praying for you, okay? Because we have an adversary out there that's trying to stop and destroy and to take from you and to make you fall. So don't tell. I'm not saying your people. Hold on. Let me get it right now. I'm not saying certain people. Listen to me. I said we have an adversary. Do not tell certain things before God then brought it to pass, and then you pray and say, Lord, I thank you that you answer my prayers, and then you tell the testimony of what God have done after you have been writing and God answer your prayers, and that is your Bible study. But you call upon the name. He's a faithful and a just God. He wants to hear from you, and that is your Bible study. Thank you
Amen.
For signing in on Rainbow Ministry and Women of God. We love you here. And Pastor is going to do an altar call. If this minister, the word minister to you, and you received it, if you need salvation, you can receive it today in Jesus' name. We
Amen.
Love you.
Amen. Yes, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ mm-hmm. to be your Lord and Savior, well, guess what, folks? You got a chance to get to know him tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon me. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God, who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries, Women of God, Daughters of a King, Purpose Gospel Radio, would like to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you again, and may he always keep your eyes
Yes.
And if you said that prayer, we want you to call in to area code 657. 383-1487. Yes, again, I want you to call area code 657 383-1487. Press that one key, and I will bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Well, Pastor Wanda, we have some callers tonight.
Well, let's run it. In Jesus' name. Let's hope
they're not a bunch of crazies.
Yes.
Hey, Tony, how are you, beautiful man?
I am good, Sister Wanda. Your service tonight was just wonderful. I enjoyed hearing you speak the word, my sister.
I was tired today, but God, I spoke a little bit today, so I stayed in worship after we got finished today. And I said, God, I said, that's my brother. Let me go on and get on. I already have the service for tomorrow. I have the word for tomorrow. We're still going to be on a call. We're going to go through with Jesus when he called the 12 disciples tomorrow. Okay?
There's no rest for the holy, my sister. No rest for the holy.
All right, darling. I love you. You keep doing great things in Jesus' name.
Love you too, my sister.
Yes.
All right, brother.
Okay, Ken, let's see what kind of fools we got on the air.
Okay. 111. You're on
air. Hi, I want to talk to Wanda.
Speak with respect.
All right, praise the Lord.
Do you think your feet are bigger than Tony F?
Okay, listen. Doctor, listen, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to warn you. God will shut your mouth.
And chicken and waffles
Pastor,
all day.
Pastor, cut it off. Cut it off. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. When they started, shut it down. Jesus didn't have to say anything. We're going to just shut it down.
Amen.
See, the enemy wants to snatch that word from the people just heard it. That's why the enemy is working so hard, because we're doing something right. But we win. Amen. Next.
Okay, 111. You're on
the air. Hello, yes, I yell. They go, they go, they go. Thank you, Jesus. Next.
Yep. Okay, let's try 210. You're on the air.
God then shut the mouth. So, Pastor, I love you. Women of God, I love you. Tony, I love my brothers in Christ, as well as the women of God, daughters of a king, and all listeners. We thank you, and God bless you. See you tomorrow, in Jesus' name.
See you tomorrow, Pastor Wanda.
Amen, Wanda. See you tomorrow.
All right. All right, darling. Great is your...
Okay, let's take another call. 111.
I think the devil got his tongue. Next.
Yep, goodbye. 111. You're on
there. The Lord struck him mute. Amen. Bring him on. Next.
Okay. Let's try another one. 111. You're on there. Another mute guy.
You know, I wonder if they just have fun just calling and not saying anything. This is just so funny. I just can't imagine sitting around someplace on your phone, dialing the phone, taking the time to listen to a show, calling in, and then not saying anything.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Okay. Well, I guess that's what we're going to be getting. Let's try another one. You're on air. Okay.
I tell you what, Ken, why don't you reach into that list of new royalty-free music that you've got?
Yeah.
And play a couple of songs.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's play Carol the Bells. Amen. That's a beautiful song. That was very, very, very nicely played on the piano.
Amen. That was very nice.
Yes. Yes. Well, let's play another song here. It's called Daddy's Words.
Mama set the table with dishes made of clay. The food she cooked is warming on the stove. Daddy chopped the wood we need to keep the fire strong. With toil and sweat he keeps his family warm. And as us children gathered round the table to dig in, Daddy cleared his voice and said, then let's begin. Let us pray on this day of our dear Savior's birth. Our Father sent his only Son to live and die right here on earth. Let's send our praises up to heaven for our Lord to hear. We never knew that someone's love could be so dear. Time kept moving forward. I made the grade in school. It was time to go and make it on my own. Set off for the world. Values carved in stone. I never knew the emptiness of being all alone. Though I'm many miles away from the home I hold so dear, Daddy's words are there still ringing in my ear. Let us pray for this day, all the dear Savior's birth. Our Father said, praises up to heaven for our Lord to hear. We never knew that someone's love could be so dear. Daddy was a simple man without too much to say. Never loaded down. Never for too long. Through the years I've traveled, my kids are almost grown, all gathered here today to celebrate. God's Spirit lives this Christmas to keep each family warm with eternal life through His amazing grace. But our days on earth are numbered, and He's long since passed away. But my daddy's words still say the things I feel each Christmas day. Let us pray on this day of our dear Savior's birth. Our Father sent His only Son to live and die right here on earth. Let's send our praises up to heaven.
Yes. Amen. All right. Let's take some callers. 111. You're on here. Okay. 1-1. You're on here. Yep, I know. 1-1. You're on here. Okay. All right. 1-1. Okay. 1-1. You're on here. All right. 1-1. You're on here.
I just love how they're not brave enough to speak.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the little girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 1-1-1. You're on there. Okay, I'm going to stop taking them. I think I'm going to take this last.
Your name?
Yeah, 1-1-1. You're on here. Okay. 1-1-1. Oh, they're just going to keep continuing. One. Okay. Not that word. Okay.
It's because they have nothing intelligent to say.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
They're all scared. They're all scared their made-up BBF will get mad at them and take away their shows and take away their calling privileges. Wah.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just tried to tell you, nothing but silliness. Amen.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna end the show tonight, okay? I'm going to say God bless everybody, and thank you everybody in the chat room for joining us tonight, okay? Going against BBF wishes, okay? Okay, I know you took a risk, okay? So, anyway, okay? Give a shout-out to Gavin Moorhead. Give a shout-out to Robert Washington. Okay, give a shout-out to Tony Farrar. Give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know they're listening. Amen. Well, okay, see you tomorrow night for another great episode. Purpose Gospel. Tomorrow will be a show with Pastor Wanda. It'll be Woman of God, Daughters of a King. See you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Central Time. Bye-bye, all.
Night, y'all.